And the reason this is important today is because of the fact that obviously the general population out there are for tattoos, they're for piercings, they're for plastic surgery. But here's the sad thing is today you have Christians, so-called, who are also participating in tattoos, piercings, and plastic surgery. So it's not enough that you have the world out there who doesn't have God, they're without God, they're strangers from the covenants of promise, they don't know the Bible, but you have Christians, Bible believers, so-called, who are getting tattoos. You know, these so-called, you know, these Calvinists who claim to believe the Bible, these Jeff Durbins of this world, the James Whites who want to get tatted up, they want to get inked up, and they try to use the Bible to justify what they do. That's what I'm preaching against. Go to Leviticus chapter 19, if you would. Hey, what's a red-hot preaching conference without starting in Leviticus, amen? Right. Got to reference Leviticus somehow at a red-hot preaching conference. Go to Leviticus chapter 19. Let me start off with the first one, tattoos. Let's talk about tattoos for a bit. Now, what is a tattoo? Well, a tattoo is simply an ink deposition on the skin that is obviously permanent, okay? Now, where do they come from? Well, the word tattoo is actually comes from the Polynesian language that simply means to mark or to puncture the skin. But the practice of tattoos stems back thousands of years. I mean, we look at it today, we see people today, you know, they have their sleeves done, they have tattoos on their face. You have these idiotic SoundCloud rappers, if you've ever heard something like that, tattooing their face to get more attention so they could get more listeners to their crappy music. You know, trying to get extreme with their face tattoos. They're like 17, 18 years old, not realizing that it's going to be there when they're 30 and 40 and 50 if they live that long. But these things have been around for thousands and thousands of years. And in fact, you know, they discovered even some ancient Egyptian mummies with tattoos on their body. One of the oldest mummies that they've discovered about 5,300 years ago was found in the Italian Alps. And this guy was, he had his rib cage tatted. He had, you know, earplugs. I mean, that was popular even back then. Why? Because it's what the heathen does. Right, right. It's what satanic people do, okay? And his name is actually called Otzi the Iceman. Now, tattoo combs, as they refer to it, were made from human bone, which can mean that people were permanently marked by tools made from the bones of their own relatives. Ancient Polynesians used the combs by dipping the tool into a container filled with pigment, then striking the comb handle with a light mallet to drive the comb points into the skin, much like tattoo machines today. So this has been around for many, many years. And, you know, people can look at that and listen to that and say, well, see, that means it's okay. If it's been around forever, if, you know, it didn't start today, people have always done this, Pastor Mejia. People have always got tattoos. They've always got, you know, art on their body. Therefore, it's okay. But here's the thing. Murder has been around for thousands of years, too. Doesn't make it okay. You know, theft has been around for thousands of years, but that doesn't make it okay. Hey, faggotry has been around for a long time, has it not? Doesn't make it okay in 2021. I don't care how old something is. Satan is old.